Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
People have short-term memories. Because, like, when I was in prep school, Ja Rule, he was like what Drake is.
Yes.
No, he was.
Which Drake?
Huh?
Which Drizzy. Drake? He was like Drake, yes.
He was like Drake. Drake just has a longer run.
I'm saying which Drake? It's like Tom Brady with this now. It's like 10 years of dominance.
No, Drake's been the number one for 12
years. Nah.
Number one 12 years.
That's what I'm saying. This is Tom Brady now. This is like
any one of those 12 years. When Drake's been the number one artist for 12 years.
Yes.
Ja Rule had about 3 years where he was that big, right, an artist.
He was the biggest artist. Okay, that's fair. Yeah,
but
was.
People forget that though. So when the verses, I already knew he was gonna have a stellar performance. It wasn't even up for debate in my mind.
I don't think they forgot it. I think the 50 thing, he made them feel like, yo, you can't like him, right, even though he had big ass records, right?
They might have forgot it too though. They forgot a lot of those records. They're like, oh,
50 had a big part in it because exactly what you said, he made people like not wanna
discredit the situation.
He made people feel like I ain't cool if I play Jai, which is crazy. All of that's over now, though.
The hits live.
You can't.
Music is forever.
Amen. You can't. No, yeah. But you can't. What I've learned with my catalog is something that I've taken over to TV film. Make great shit, because great shit will stand the test of time. And like a great movie is forever. Mm-hmm. A great TV series, you'll watch it forever. So it's like the same thing with music. I made great music. It's standing. It's going to be forever. I'm going to make TV and film like that, too.
That's it.
That's when you own it, it's worth something.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that was making music 20 years ago like me, but they ain't selling their shit for $100.
They didn't own it.
It's going to be tough.
They don't own it, but even if they own it,
it's not worth anything.
Because a lot of niggas came in with Olivier. And Olivia's like, I don't want to buy it. It's not like yours.
Not interested.
He's like, it's not like yours. It's not going to, in 20 years, where he feels, it's still going to be ringing off.
It's still going to be ringing.
That's when you could get that 100. That's when you could get the bag. So that's why I said, moving forward, I took that with TV and film. I got to make great, great content.
How many songs in the catalog?
It's like 20-something, it's like 25 albums.
25 albums.
Yeah. It's a lot. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, but you look at like No Limit. Remember No Limit was dropping records?
That was ridiculous.
Right.
They were dropping albums every week.
So even thing, if I'm quite sure if Master P wanted to sell, it's a big-ass check.
Yeah, that's a check.
The only thing is nobody's the biggest.
Yeah, that's the biggest.
Cash Money's the biggest. But nobody's really listening to those.
Yeah. Cash Money will get a Billy.
But then how was Lil Wayne able to sell his masters?
I heard Lil Wayne sold his Young Money.
Young Money. For like it was Young Money. It wasn't Cash Money.
But Baby didn't. That wasn't Baby's.
No, he probably had 50%.
Yeah. Some level of ownership.
Yeah,
that's just Young Money. So that's only from 2008 to the present.
But I heard he got 100 too.
Yeah.
Birdman, the best that ever did it.
Yeah. As far as labels goes, there's no disputing Cash Money is the greatest label ever.
Yeah. It is.
25 years still going.
Think about it.
Biggest artist.
That shit was out over 25
years.
23 years ago.
98, 99,
yeah.
Nigga, this nigga's been hot.
Now they got NBA YoungBoy 23 years later.
I think is he signed or is he managing him?
Hey, listen, they've been hot all this time.
They got Drake. And they got Nicki.
Yeah, Drake, they got Nicki.
But they don't got Drake anymore.
We always in the business of Drake. Right, that's what he said. We always gonna be in the business.
It's like LeBron. Can't let LeBron go. It's fucking
yeah. But they're the best. They're the best label ever. No one's even close to Cash Money. I don't think no one's close to them. And if they ever wanted to sell, Baby and Slim could get a Billy. Someone will get them $1 billion, yo.
Yeah.
Irv, been a pleasure, my brother. Anything you want to let the people know before we wrap?
Tales, we made it in America movie. Coming top of the year with a soundtrack. Be on the lookout. It's great content.
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
Streaming services or BT?
Oh, it's going to go on. No, it's going to be a theatrical, then straight to streaming.
Yeah.
And I'm adamant about that because when I talk to my business people and the streaming services, I said, yo, I'm really about my culture. I'm like, nigga, my culture needs to see a movie in the theaters, yo. We don't get movies made for us. So I want them to be able to go get some popcorn and watch it in the theaters, hear that music play in the theaters. I actually really want that. So hopefully that happens.
We'll be at the premiere.
We will.
Hopefully if we get invited.
You're definitely invited. Definitely. It's Jesus and Moses. Who's Jesus?
Stuff for debate.
Who's Jesus?
I think he's claiming Jesus.
He's Jesus and you're Moses?
I guess. That's how it's going. Every time Chris says it, he starts with him and says, Jesus and Moses.
I want to make a movie because I hate that you never see black people fight for their freedom.
Like Braveheart?
Whenever you see white people from 300 to Braveheart, white people will die before they fucking become slaves. Black people, they never show black people like that.
Nate Parker tried it.
Yeah, he tried it, but it wasn't what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I did a little knowledge, and they said the Haitian...
I was just about to say that. That's crazy.
They said the Haitians revolted the white people and wasn't going going to be slaves.
You know, Haiti is the only...
Successful revolt.
And I'm making that movie.
Well, Haiti is the only country in the world that has ever been birthed out of a slave revolt. It never has been done before.
I'm making that movie because, like...
This is breaking news.
Freedom! Nigga got his head chopped off. He's screaming freedom till he died, yo. I want to see black people do
that. Yeah,
it makes sense.
Every time we see black people, and we very strong, we could probably fuck white people up. I'm going to go out on a limb and say a bunch of niggas from Africa. My money on them on the fist fight. I'm going to go out on a limb. The niggas came over there with their bayonets or whatever.
Perhaps.
But what they do, they got on the boat.
Fear.
So I want to make a movie that's true, that depicts niggas standing up and saying, fuck you, freedom or death.
That might be the name of the movie.
I'm serious, though.
Freedom or death.
I'm serious.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
No.
Can't do that.
No.
Your man Kanye. And Kanye's a friend, but I don't know what he's doing.
He's in the middle of a lot of shit right now.
I don't know what he's doing. Like,
can he survive it?
I'll tell you this. I don't know. I'll tell you this, though. Me, Jay, and Kanye was in Paris. Niggas in Paris. I had to go see them perform. Mm. So I think it was a Watch the Throne tour. I flew out to Paris. We was at this little diner. And if y'all know Ye is just different. He is. So he's sitting there talking to me. He says, you know, Gotti? He said, I want to do some shit to make the whole world hate me. Then I'm going to make them love me again. So whenever he does crazy shit like this, I'll be like, is he trying to make everyone?
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.